Cambridge 105 Radio's Charity of the Month is Rowan. We've got in the studio, one contributor to Rowan as one member of staff and one of the students here as well. We're going to find out a lot more about them this morning. A bit about Rowan first before we start as well, as my screen loads and tells me some more. We have a few charity events that have been taking place, and they've got an Open Studios event which is coming up as well. They've been together for a number of years now, since 1993 when the charity first started. And here to tell us more, we'll welcome Ania shortly, is one of the students. Hetty Wood, good morning to you.
Hello.
Seen you before?
Yes.
So a couple of years ago, looked up, actually, it was October, as I mentioned to you, it was October 2015 when you were last here with me. At that time, talking about Viva.
Yes.
Which was in Soham, and some of the work you were doing there of a historical nature, 1939 to 45.
It was indeed,
and remembering the years that people were doing, and we're looking at the towns of Chatteris and some. But you've moved on. And you're enjoying what you do, I know. We've had a little chat about it before we started. You are now with a Cambridge-based arts centre and charity. Some listeners may have heard this interview already going out in another form across Cambridge 105 Radio, as you are Charity of the Month. It's Rowan. Rowan Humberston is the website. The reason is you're on Humberston Road here in Cambridge. And at any one time, how many students would you have in your collective, shall we?
So at the moment, daytime. At the moment, we have about 70 students, and we have on a daily basis around 30 coming each day. They either can come all day or they come for a half day. We're very flexible, and they get to enjoy all of our different studios.
And recently, you've opened your studios up. We'll explain more about what's in your studios to the wider community. So that they're now coming along in the evenings and you have some evening classes.
We do indeed. We are running evening classes for ceramics as well as stained glass at Rowan. We would like to maybe look at opening some more as well, but that's all things for the future. These classes have been opened up for the general public and the community. So if anyone is interested in doing anything like that, you can find all our details on our website.
That's a fairly recent thing then, Hetty.
Yes, it's been happening for about a year now, and it's been going really well, and we've had a lot of interest. We've actually, last time we opened them up, we had a few on the waiting list, so we're hoping to get those people in next time.
Talking of waiting lists, another thing I was really pleased to see when I looked at your website last night, it's rowanhumberston.co.uk, people, is that every organisation normally needs volunteers. But you had a very little polite statement at the bottom in areas of recruitment saying, volunteers, actually, we don't need any at the moment. We actually have enough. That's wonderful.
It is fantastic. We're very lucky at Rowan. We have volunteers who are very dedicated and involved in what we do on a day-to-day basis in our studios. We do, however, in the next few weeks or so, we will be announcing opportunities for volunteering at Rowan to do with our fundraising. We are looking at possibly finding more people who'd like to get involved in ground level fundraising, whether it's them doing an event themselves or helping with one of our events. So we're starting to look for other ways for people to get involved in volunteering away from just the studios.
And you have a whole lovely bunch of tutors.
We
that
do.
Work with you. Are they volunteers as well?
They are all staff members, our tutors, and they all come in. So we have in woodwork, we have ceramics, we have music, drama, mixed media, print. We have a lot going on every day. Not all of our studios run every single day, but we have our very talented tutors coming in who work with our students on a day-to-day basis.
You've got workshops, including a machine shop. That means you probably turn wood and make various murals, including, you see, the various different mediums you use. I know you use ceramics, so you have, presumably, a kiln on site.
We do indeed. Yes, we do. We're very lucky. We actually had our renovation in 2016, and our studios have been completely transformed, and it just means that we're able to do so much more now and offer so much more to our student artists.
And drama.
And drama, yes. Drama and music are very popular at Rowan. We actually now have our own ukulele group, which is very popular.
It's Learning Disability Week this week. Are you tying in anything special with Learning Disability Week?
We are indeed. Actually, on Monday, we were at Parkside Pool in Cambridge, who are great supporters of Rowan, so shout out to them. They actually invited us along for tea and cake, which was very lovely. And we got to see our exhibition, which is currently on display there. So our exhibition is from a Heritage Lottery project we did last year called the River Project. And all of our students at Rowan from all the studios, they got involved in research about the River Cam. They did drawings, paintings using pottery, making loads of different things. And now we have a lovely display up on the wall at Parkside Pools that you can go by and have a look at.
I got some pictures on the website as well, some illustrations there, well framed. They're mainly portraits in terms of the portrait rather than... no, they're landscape. They're the other way around. They're landscapes and done by the students. I don't think you can actually click on them and actually blow them up, which is a real shame because I like to sort of view them. But the way to go and view them is, as you remember, the general public, you can go along anyway. Just go and have a piece of tea and cake because they're in the cafe area facing onto Gonville Place. So even if you aren't going for a swim, just wander in there, have some tea and cake maybe, and have a look at the artwork that the students have put together. Now, these students all have got learning difficulties that are with you during the daytime. We should mention this, and you've got about 30 of them. But I guess what it does for them is it really brings them out. They get confidence, they learn communication skills by working with mediums and by working with art and working with the tutors.
Definitely. So the stronghold of Rowan is the artwork. We have the tutors working one-on-one with our students, creating the artwork, working together. But there's a whole other side to Rowan. It's the social side, it's the friendships, it's the being able to sit and have a cup of tea. Maybe your day is not going so great, so there's people to talk to. And it's a lovely environment to be in, and a very lovely place to work.
Because one of your volunteer roles, for many volunteers, is just for them to come in and talk to the students and have a cup of tea with them, or a piece of cake.
And it is really lovely, and we also do trips out, so it's not just about the artwork, even though, as I say, that is our main focus. There's so much else to it and so much else that goes on that makes Rowan a very special place for our student artists.
Fundraising is important for you. Last week you had the Walk for Rowan.
It was we did
3 days along the River Cam. Nia is here. We'll have a chat with her in a minute, one of your students. But you raised lots of funds and obviously there was some public awareness as a result of this.
So we're really pleased with how Walk for Rowan went. It's a completely student artist fundraiser. So we're there to support and guide them through it all. But they do it themselves. They go out and find the sponsors. And then each morning we had them walking along the towpath at Midsummer Common. We had all sorts of weather. We had drizzle, then we had wind, then we had brilliant sunshine. So but it was a fantastic 3 mornings, and we all had a blast. So far we've raised about £600.
Fantastic.
But our online local giving page is still live until Friday if anybody hasn't had a chance to sponsor us yet.
So you walked from Midsummer Common on those 3 days separately, of course, to Jesus Green in different groups. Were some of the students there on all 3 days, or did they?
We had some students doing 2 days. We didn't have anyone doing all 3 days. That was a bit much, but in total over the 3 days collectively our students walked 140 miles.
And that was working together to raise vital funds for the charity Rowan. Nia's in this morning to talk to us as well. How long have you been at Rowan, Nia?
5 years in Rowan.
And what is it that you found that's really special that you do there?
I love being in Rowan because it's special for me because it's fantastic.
Yeah, they look after you?
Yeah.
So you're doing some things in mixed media.
Yeah.
Can you explain a little bit about that?
I'm making a felt scarf in mixed media.
And how's that project going?
Really good.
Lots of support from all the tutors and people that work with you. That's great. And why is Rowan special to you?
Because it's my second home.
That's good.
I live in Milton, and my house is called Rowan, so it reminds me of Rowanwood.
Oh, fantastic. And what would you do if you weren't at Rowan, do you think?
I get bored.
You get bored generally. Yeah. And how many days a week do you go down there? How many hours a week?
Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
The other thing, Hetty, is how long are the students with you? I mean, there has to be a point where you know, you have to very sadly say goodbye, or is the support there for them sort of ad infinitum?
Many of our students, as Nia, I mean, Nia's been with us for 5 years now, and a lot of our students have been with us for quite a while. So Rowan is one of those places that once you're with us, and if you're happy and you're enjoying it, then you stay with us. Mm. And we, one big part of the refurbishment was making sure that Rowan was able to continue to have more students and have the ability to look after students who may need more care. So it's all pushing towards that and focusing on making sure we are there for our student artists, no matter what's happening to them in their lives at the time.
And the refurbishment, does it mean you were able to expand as well, the actual layout in the building?
Yeah, I mean, the layout changed the place a lot, didn't it, Nia?
Yeah.
Because it was very small before.
Very small.
I like it better as it is down here.
Oh, it's good. Really big.
Really big.
And also, it's like a family as well.
Yeah, that's good. You feel very connected with all the other fellow students and the staff around you. It's a fantastic story to hear about today. Cambridgeshire County Council support you. Cambridge City Council, as you mentioned earlier on, Hetty, you've still got a localgiving.com website where people
can still put
some money in. You get some Heritage Lottery funding as well from the National Lottery, which is good to know. And also CCF have been some guests of ours before, Cambridgeshire Community Foundation. And they also made you, well, I think a little while back, won the Charity of the Month as well.
Yes.
So it's onwards and upwards for you. You've had the walk, but coming up very soon, you're going to have the Rowan Open Studios, because it's Cambridge Open Studios. We'll be talking about that with another guest of ours, Anne French, generally about the Cambridge Open Studios very soon. But your students, and I do like the vase, that one of the students has put together. You can look at this poster. You can go actually onto the website and find it. So if you go to the blog area of rowanhumberston.co.uk, you too can look at what we're looking at here. It's fantastic. It's got rainbow and it's got peace across the top as a slogan. You're going to be taking part in Cambridge Open Studios for this year.
We are indeed. So we are open on Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of July. We're open all day, 11 till 6. It's free entry. It's for all ages. You can just pop along, whether it's for an hour, half an hour. All of our students' studios will be open.
Nia, you'll be there and you'll be showing people around on that day?
When is that?
The first weekend of July, we've got our open studios.
It's the 7th and the 8th of July.
So there might be some student artists there. It depends on their diaries and what they're up to. But we'll also have staff there. And our studios will be open for people to have a wander around, see what we're up to. We'll have artwork for sale that the students are all currently working on. I know, Nia, you've been in print with Susie, helping making cards that we're going to have for sale in print.
Yeah. Very good.
And we're also going to be taking commissions. So as you can, as you were speaking about, the vase on the front of our poster was actually a commission done for a lady who lives near Rowan. And she wanted a vase that was covered in all of her favourite things. So on there, she's got music and flowers and nature. Her grandchildren's names are on
bees.
There. So
hedgehogs.
Yeah, that was all done for her. So it's a nice example of what we do at Rowan.
And presumably several students did the illustrations. So it's not just the work of one.
No, it wasn't just the work of one student. And it was all done in ceramics with our ceramics tutor, Sarah Nibbs.
Have a look at that at Rowan online. And what a fantastic way to be able to come and see you all during the Rowan Open Studios and see your kiln and see where you turn wood, where you do your painting, where you do your ceramics. And if I wanted to do a commission, I mean, you could, if I thought of, I don't know, the idea of a patchwork quilt,
I could
get one of you to make one for me.
Yeah, that would be in textiles, wouldn't it, Nia?
Yeah.
And that sort of thing gets stitched together and sold to you. So
definitely.
There you are.
So all you need to do for that sort of thing is just get in touch and let us know what you're after and we'll be able to take it from there.
Terrific charity. Going forward, I wish you all the best. Do come back and see us. Well, you will be anyway next week, because you'll be back again, Hetty, talking to us. It's lovely to bump into you again after a little while with a different subject. Fantastic what you're doing. Nia, thank you very much for coming in as well.
It's wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in. So that was Nia and Hetty Wood from Rowan as our Charity of the Month and our guests of the morning. Thank you, ladies, both very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.